So, agenda item 8, report and possible discussion on groundwater management area activities, GMA 6, Lynn Smith.
GMA 6 will be meeting April 17th. We think, I've got to get confirmation on that this afternoon, but that's our current plan.
All right, thank you. GMA 7, Dale Adams.
GMA 7 met last Wednesday and had a meeting over the management plans and things going on with GMA 7.
Okay, thank you. GMA 8, Dirk Aaron.
We recently received a survey to set a meeting for April or May for GMA 8. That's not yet been done, but the purpose of that meeting is to provide an update on our GAM that we've hired Intera to do, new groundwater availability model. And then also we're going to discuss an RFQ on professional services related to the adoption of that and doing our explanatory report, correct, Kathy? And then the other is, I think they're expecting those of us to report our activities here as well, so.
Okay, thank you, Dirk. GMA 12, Gary Westbrook.
Currently, we don't have a next meeting scheduled, but looking at late April or sometime in early May.
Okay, thank you. GMA 14, Zach Holland.
Always end with the barrel of laughs. GMA 14 met on February 29th. The week before that, the Water Development Board officially adopted our new groundwater availability model in Gulf 2023. Through that process, dating back over a year, we've identified several items that need to be addressed, and so we will be utilizing the updated model guidance from TWDB to go through and propose an updated model by the end of the year for our actual use at GMA 14. Hit a couple of roadblocks in our efforts to pursue a consultant by committee at that February 29th meeting. And we have a meeting of the consultants coming up in April that will then get everybody on the same page and pulling in the same direction moving forward, or put a nice little scope of work together for an RFQ. And then we'll meet again in either May or probably June at that point.
Okay. Thank you, Zach.